Randy Gage is on the phone with us this morning, author of this book, Risky is the New Safe. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning. Great to be on with you guys.
Thanks. We're not going to have nearly enough time to talk to you this morning, but we'll get started and cover some of the things here. The rules have changed, you say, and I have your book here, and I'm looking right past the table of contents, and the first thing in here is a section called Training Monkeys and Cloning Puppies. What?
Yeah. It was a trip I took to Phuket, Thailand. I saw them where they trained monkeys to replace human laborers to harvest coconuts, and that kind of got me thinking. And then on the way home in San Francisco in the airline lounge, I met a couple with a cloned puppy and played with this puppy who was licking my face, the most adorable, normal, frolicking, cute puppy you have ever seen, and it really was a clone.
And what did you conclude from those two experiences?
I'm looking at, like, if Jones and Sons Hardware needs more employees, why would they hire them if they could clone more sons?
Or hire monkeys.
Or hire monkeys. You don't think somebody at American Airlines, if they saw that monkey training show, there isn't somebody in Dallas, would be saying, I wonder. You know, it changes the job market. So what Risky is the New Safe is about is all these challenges that are going to be created by this accelerated speed of change, cloning, biogenetic engineering, currency collapses, mobile, the cloud, and then, of course, what the great opportunities will be. Because just like the Great Depression, there were people who create, some of the greatest wealth in history was created during the Depression.
But you point this out, and you just sort of passed by that a second ago here. All of this great technology, which the companies will tell you, is not there to replace people. It's to help them. You say eventually it will, and you need to start making some plans to get in on these new, fresh opportunities.
Yeah, there are millions of jobs that will be replaced by technology and will never come back. There are millions of other jobs which will need complete retraining because of technology.
That's already happening, isn't it?
You've got to get in.
Isn't that part of our issue right now? That's what's happening right now? Quite a lot of it?
Yeah, definitely. There's my sister-in-law, she was a typesetter. She put like rubber blocks of letters on lines.
Wow.
And they made a plate with that, and then printers printed with that.
Very steady work for a long time.
She hasn't worked in 15 years, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, what's the odd that job is coming back? It ain't.
So you have several suggestions in here, and in the couple of minutes we have left, give us some of the top ideas. We want people to, first of all, where do we get this book?
Okay, I've got a video set up, kind of takes you through the whole chapter by chapter, how to apply this stuff, and two teleseminars on a website called riskyisthenewsafe.com. So just riskyisthenewsafe.com. And really the whole premise of the book is to show you how you can look at trends, predict the future with an uncanny degree of accuracy, forecast what the problems or challenges will be, and then get out in front of it, because people who provide solutions to problems are the people who create wealth.
And we were talking about baseball earlier this morning and sports in general. You say that employees should be more like free agents in sports. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I've got a chapter called The New Religion of Ideas, and I think ideas are going to be the most sought-after currency in the new economy. And people who are critical thinkers, who can get out in front of these things, I believe they'll be the most sought-after, and they'll be like a football player or a baseball player, and they will be able to declare as free agents. And I think the savvy companies will be the ones who create the best free agent acquisition packages, if you will, like Google does now. I mean, look what they will do to get a good engineer. I think you'll see more and more of that in the employment marketplace.
Randy Gage is the author of the book called Risky is the New Safe. And the website, again, is riskyisthenewsafe.com. How far are you from Spartanburg?
I'm in South Beach, Miami Beach, so I'm nowhere around.
So the publisher is in Spartanburg? I see the name on here. I was just wondering, is that the publisher?
No, publisher is Wiley & Son in New York. I'm not sure what's in Spartanburg. Maybe that's
I don't know. It's stamped
right
on the front cover of your book here. I was wondering what that was. Anyway, Randy, thank you so much. Interesting stuff.
Thanks for having me on the show.